This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. That's your present way to talk. The real strength is coming from the bean oil. It continues to march higher as it's making new contract highs. The big story right now is the anticipation of these RVO standards that are supposed to be essentially announced by the White House by the end of the week, and then you got like a 30-day calm. On the other hand, fighting a little bit of first notice day blues that come up next week.
So, Jim, when we've seen strength in the soybean complex this week, do you point mostly to that RVO news as the driver behind that?
I think that's the big one. I think the secondary driver is still continues to be, the hype, the anticipation that China might buy an additional 8 million metric tons of beans. Of course, President Trump made on Twitter a week and a half ago. And what we've seen since then, just huge fund buying by the managed money. They came in and were aggressive buyers, just like they were late last year when the first trade deal recommendations all came out. So we're seeing just a massive amount of money flowing into the bean complex, driven primarily on China and these RVO optimism.
And what do you think has gotten people a little bit more interested in getting involved, I guess, in terms of trades based on the China news? Is it the fact that we've actually heard some news from the Chinese side of this deal lately, where we've actually heard some news stories coming out of China talking about the deal?
I think that's part of it. Honestly, I think part of it's just volatility.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Oh, yeah! Here we go!
Did you just plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans again?
You bet your next-level genetics I did. After last year's huge yields, why wouldn't I want to maximize that Z-Series momentum?
Right. How could I forget about that performance? It totally beat our expectations. Let's unleash some Z-Series on those acres. Come on!
Now you're talking. With that kind of ROI, why would we plant anything else?
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatestyields.
March corn up a half cent at 426 and three quarters. March soybeans up 2¾ at 1136 and three quarters. March soybean meal down $1.40 at 304.40. March soybean oil up $1.05 at 58.34. March oats up 2½ at 314 and three quarters. On the Merck, April live cattle down 28 cents at 242.53. March feeder cattle down 38 cents at 370.60. April lean hogs up 43 cents at 92.73. April pork cutout unchanged at 103.40. Class 3 milk up 18 cents at 16.11. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.